This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A group of artisans gathers at the Seaside Center in Beach Meadows every Tuesday afternoon to work on projects, chat, and make new friends. The group began in 2021 with three women from the neighboring community of Eagle Head. Craft novice Karen Costello got together with rug hooker Kathy Moore and knitter Donna Sampson Dowling. The group welcomes everyone who wants to work on their craft or learn a new one. QCCR stopped in on a recent Tuesday to talk to some of the members.
I'm Kathy Moore, and we're at the Seaside Center in Beach Meadows. We are a crafter group, artisans actually, but we call ourselves Crafter Noon. And that came about because of Karen Costello. She named us. And we meet here every Tuesday between 1 and 5. Most of us just kind of come in when we want to come in and leave when we want to leave. We pay $2 a week to come. And we have a group probably of between, this is a smaller group today, but we have a group usually of 13 here, usually 13 to 15. Some weeks we have more, some weeks we have less. But on our actual group site, we have about 25. There's various crafts. There's rug hooking, there's card making, there's knitting, there's crocheting, there's painting. Last week, Louise Roberts, she led a group of women here how to into making paper. So they made paper. So it started actually with Karen Costello, who moved here, and she wanted to get involved in something happening in Queens County, in the area. And she knew that there was a group of quilters who met here. It started initially with three of us. And we came and we joined the quilters, and then we decided that we would invite other people. So we invited other people, and we got too big for the quilters, and we decided we'll do our own group, and we don't care. We can have 50 people. We'll just make our room bigger. And it's all basically because of Karen Costello. She just kind of said, let's go do something. And then the funny thing about Karen is, Karen didn't really like crafts. So we all kind of gave her ideas of what to do. You know, you should try this, you should try this. And she'd say, nah, that's not for me. And now she's a professional card maker, basically.
Did her magic. And
my name is Karen Costello, and I'm here at the Seaside Center, Beach Meadows, for Crafternoon every Tuesday. Fun, laughter. We put the world to rights, that's for sure. We talk about all the crap that's going on in the world and how we would change it. Not that we ever can, but how we would and if we could. So I'm making cards, any kind of card, birthday card, anniversary card, anything. I just make them for fun, and more so, I send them to my girlfriends and family and friends. And then when they call and they say, oh, I was having such a bad day, and I went to the mailbox and there was one of your cards and it made my day. So why wouldn't you want to do that? I know that if I make a card today, put it in the mail, somebody on the other end could be having a worse day than I was having. And it just put a smile on their face. So
I'll have a little stool so someone can sit there and be
baby. My name is Donna Sampson Dowling. I'm making a baby basket that I will sell at the craft sale in September. Well, when Karen mentioned it, we thought that would be great. And it's a nice way for us women all to get together and chat about anything. We're like, for support, it's a wonderful thing for support. And everybody's willing to learn something new. If something wants to learn something, there's always somebody that knows how to do it. It's a nice afternoon just to get together.
If somebody needs something, we're there to pick them up. So we correspond through Messenger. And we just talk to each other. Like if somebody finds something that's really pretty on Pinterest, they'll put it on Messenger and we just kind of share it. And then somebody will say, oh, that's really sweet. Can we learn how to make that? And then somebody says, well, I think we can make that. And that's when we go.
I'm Joan Perry. So I got started with the group not long after they had visited the quilters. And again, like Karen, for me, it was getting to know people. I'm from Nova Scotia, but getting to know people locally. It's just a very supportive group of women, and if somebody's going through some health issues or other struggles, we are definitely here for each other, and it's a pretty good feeling.
Nancy's having a hard time without starting at 75.
Oh my God. But Nancy, if you wouldn't sell it for 50,
I wouldn't sell it, period.
See what we go through.
I'm Nancy Wenzel-Sproul, and right now I'm collecting things for the Hospital Hustle because we're going to have a craft table, and these wonderful ladies are donating all kinds of interesting stuff, and so we're going to make lots of money for the hospital. I'm a hooker. Well, a rug hooker. And I've been doing this a long while. And so when I came here, I had no one to hook with. And so I had stopped. I hadn't hooked for a couple of years. And then someone said, this silly bunch of ladies meets at Seaside every Tuesday. And so I came. And I'm glad I did, because it's a really fun group. And we share ideas. And we have a few laughs. And these ladies are always appreciative. We ooh and ah over everybody's stuff. And it really makes you feel good.
Louise Roberts, and I moved here about 10 years ago from British Columbia. Oh, I make cards. I embossed this flower, and now I am coloring it, and it will go on the front of a card. I'm probably one of the newer people in the group. Kathy got in touch with me and asked me to give it a try. And when you ask, why do you come, what comes to mind for me is I never remember to bring what I need. I never have everything I need to finish a card. And so it has to be the people that bring you back, because who would want to not be with these women is what I feel. And yep, made friends, but they're just all so positive and enlightening, and they're really amazing people.
And we're all pretty different, but we all have things in common. And we've made friendships through the group, friendships that we wouldn't have made otherwise, right? So yeah, these people are definitely professional artists, and they deserve the title artisans because they do good work. Yeah.
Is this going in the slide?
You do what you want. I did it.
The members of the artisans group Crafter Noon meet every Tuesday at 1 p.m. at the Seaside Center in Beach Meadows. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.